Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. I want to take this time to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. Please tune in again each Sunday morning as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also want to invite you to our website, churchofchrist@harrodsburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs on MP3 files. We have 30-minute Bible videos on a variety of subjects that are under the special study tab. And we also have a lot of other Bible-related material that will help you in your study of God's Word. Please give it a look. At the end of this broadcast, you'll be given the regular meeting times of our worship periods and Bible study periods at the Harrodsburg Church of Christ. We cordially invite you to any or all these services. You will always be warmly received. Just come with an open mind and an open Bible, and we want to study the Word of God with you. For the last few months, we have been looking at the writings of the Apostle Peter. Today, we want to begin in 2 Peter chapter 1, and we're going to begin and study verse 5 through verse 11. Verse 5 through 11. Let us begin by reading our text. But also for this very reason, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure, for if you do these things, you will never stumble. For an interest will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Many times, these particular passages are referred to as the Christian graces. They are things that we are to add to develop our faith. Diligent effort. It begins with give all diligence. This means to hasten. It means to use all energy and effort to give it all and to do the best we can in order that we might continue to grow. The foundation of our faith is based upon all the things that we need to add to it. Faith is indeed important, but there are things that one must add to his faith in order to grow into Christ. We are to grow. That is a command. That's not a suggestion. We must grow. We must continually grow and mature in our faith in Christ. What do we add to our faith? Our belief in God, our belief in His Son, and in what He did when He died for our sin. What must we add to our faith? We must add virtue. That's courage and determination to do what's right. Faith must follow whom it serves. Knowledge, knowing right from wrong, knowing how to apply the truth. In Ephesians 5, verse 17, it says, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 through 14, the Hebrew writer rebuked the Hebrews because they had, the Hebrew Christians, because they had not grown and they needed someone to come in again and teach them the first principles of the oracles of God. We must add knowledge. We can only do that by study and a diligent effort of examining and studying and applying the truth. We need next to add self-control. That's the ability to get a grip on oneself, one who holds himself within, deals with the realities of life. The Bible does not picture the Christian void of all passion, drained of all desires, nor detached from temptation. Rather, it envisions that all of his appetites and desires, they do remain, but he keeps them under control and he masters them. With self-control, man becomes the master, not the slave to his passion. That is the example and the influence that we are to set for others. Perseverance, that means endurance, that means steadfastness. One who bravely presses on, one who looks forward and does not look backward. Read Hebrews 12 and verse 1. We are to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, that we know that our labor is not in vain. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. We next are to add godliness, that's humble reverence, deep piety, to fulfill our duties and our responsibility towards God and towards men. And then we are to add brotherly kindness. That's the love of brethren. That's the affection and to show care and concern for them and their needs. What Peter is saying is that there is something wrong with religion, which at any time finds the claims and demands of personal relationships a nuisance or an interruption. It is part of our responsibility. It is part of our duty. Love seeks the best of others. In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, in verse 1 through 3, listen to the words of the Apostle Paul. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I have become a sounding brass and a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. We also read in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 5, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you not only look out for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Love, it must be the motivator. It must be the motivator behind all that we do and all that we say and our actions towards one another, towards the sinner, and towards those that we have physical relationships with. We must add these things to our faith. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these are things that one must add to their faith. And to be able to do that, you're going to have to give a diligent effort. Let us look at it one more time. We must add virtue, knowledge, self-control, perseverance, godliness, brotherly kindness, and love. Those are the things that we are to add to our faith that will mature our faith, that will grow our faith, and make us more productive and effective in being an influence and example for good to those that we come in contact with. But notice, why? Why do we need to do that? Well, look at the consequences. Look at verse number 8. For if these things are yours and abound in you, you will neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we do these things, that's a condition, that means that's a term that we must come to. If we add these things to our faith, it will make us fruitful, and we will have a better knowledge of the gospel of Christ. So that is a benefit that can be derived by adding these things to our faith. But what about the consequences if we don't do that? Verse 9, for he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to spiritual blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his own sins. Those who lack these things, those who do not take the diligent effort to add these things to their faith, they're blinded, they're spiritually blinded, it's self-induced. Because what it does, it makes us weak, it makes us vulnerable, and we've forgotten that we were cleansed from our past sins, not to return to the paths of sin, but to turn away from sin, to put on the new man that is made in Christ Jesus. In Colossians 3, we're told to seek the things that are above and not the things on the earth. And so if we lack these things, if we don't add these things to our faith, it's going to make us vulnerable and it's going to weaken our faith and our responsibility in our duty to God. Therefore, brethren, even be more diligent to make your calling and election sure. You see, if we can make things sure, we can make sure that we stay in touch and that we stay faithful to the Lord. Why? For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Notice, if you do them, this is God's guarantee of stability in our maturity and our knowledge of Christ. We can put ourselves in a position where we can be strong and that we can avoid temptation, that we can avoid the snare and the obstacles of the devil, and we can do that by adding these things to our faith. If we do these things, you will never stumble. Now, there are those in the religious world that talk about eternal security and that you can never fall from grace. Galatians 5, verse 4 shows that's false. But there is a way that we can guarantee our security in Christ and guarantee that we will be headed for heaven if we grow in the faith. If we do the things that will mature our faith, strengthen our faith, grow our faith, then we will never stumble. Why? Because we'll see the difficulties, we'll see the snare, we'll see the trap, we'll see the temptation, and we'll know how to defeat it and how to destroy it. But we can't do that if we don't have a proper knowledge. And so each of us must add these things to our faith in order to help us live the life that God's called upon us to live. And then verse 11 tells us, "For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." You see, we will get eternal life. This is the benefit. This is the benefit that we get if we continue to grow in our faith, is that we will get heaven as our reward, as promised by God, who cannot lie, Hebrews 6, 18. What's so sad today, ladies and gentlemen, is that we live in a society that is biblically illiterate. But part of the problem of the biblical illiteracy that we see in the world is that there is a very great problem even among those who are professed believers in God and call themselves Christians. They do not have a good working knowledge and understanding of the truth. They have not grown. They're still spiritual babies. They have not grown in their faith. They have not matured in their faith. They have not grown in their understanding of the application of the things that are taught in the New Testament. Why? Because they don't study, because they don't meditate, because they don't have a good relationship with the Word of God. And so they're just biding time. They're just sitting in the pew. They're not actively engaged, and they're not trying to seek the lost. They're not trying to share the gospel with others. Why? Because they have not grown themselves. One of the greatest problems facing the church is that we don't take our responsibility seriously of trying to reach the lost. But ladies and gentlemen, you can't teach the lost what they need to know if you don't know it yourself. And so in this text, Peter is giving us the guarantee of how we can secure our eternal security of eternal life. We do that by spiritual maturity, by growing in the faith. By adding these things to our faith, we will strengthen ourselves. We will help us understand the temptations that we come in contact with, the snares the devil sets for us, and we will have the means of overcoming them and not being vulnerable to our enemy because we know him and we are prepared to do the fight, and we will overcome him because God will give us the tools to do it. What about it, dear listener? Are you growing in your faith? Are you maturing in your understanding of your duty to God? Or have you become stagnant? And are you a spiritual babe? Notice, we must add these things to our faith. Are you adding to your faith? Thank you for listening.